USH.blogspot.ca.
Russian.blogspot.ca. Thank you. That's GAMMKRUSH.blogspot.ca.
Listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, live off the floor, extended modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. Now, there's a good chance most of you might not know what I'm talking about when I say things like modular and hardware in reference to synthesizers. Let me give a bit of an explanation as to what I'm actually talking about. But first, a brief slice of history on recording. The first device that could record actual sounds as they passed through the air was called a phonautograph and was patented in 1857. This led to cylinder and eventually disc phonographs. Electrical recording came around in the 1920s, with the magnetic tape format being developed in the 1930s. This transformed the recording industry, with its ability to perform multi-track recording, with the artists able to layer over and over their own music. Digital recording appeared in the 1980s and is still the standard today. Anything is possible within a computer. Endless layering and manipulation of sounds, both digital and analog. This became the standard for synthesizer sequencing in electronic music as well. Again, with the power of the computer, you can do anything you can imagine with your songs. But for some people, it began to feel a lot more like word processing than music creation. I fell out of love with using a computer to compose music a few years ago, which is what led me to the method I use now. Sounds found within a computer are called soft, for software, synths. Hardware synths are the standalone versions, the boxes you see in front of me. Modular synths are an even more broken down version of that, with all the components of the sound coming separately to be assembled and connected by the user in any way they want. But it's the physical aspect of it all that got me. If I want to change the sound, I can just reach out and redesign the tone with my hands. No mouse clicking or computer monitors.